going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thought Pit Show. We're on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app and streaming live on YouTube too. Of course, at the Team 980, where you see television and radios. Clinton Yates. Yates, of course, host of Clinton and Friends on ESPN Radio. Morning time. You can check it out on the ESPN app. Hello, sir. Happy Friday.
Hey, buddy. How are you? How was your draft day?
Draft day was busy. It was fun though. Like I felt energized all day yesterday. Sure. We did an extra hour of the show. I did live stream and then take command stuff last night. It was way past my bedtime. I mean, right. Again, if the Commanders want to continue being good and my punishment is one day a year, I got to stay up in it a little extra later. I'll take it. But it was,
you didn't have
it was
to
a
be
long,
in Green
fun
Bay,
day.
Wisconsin. You know what I'm saying?
Bingo, bingo. people kept asking me if I was going to go this year because I was in Detroit last year. And I was like, last year they had the second pick. We knew who they were going to take. That guy was there. And it's an airport that is actually fairly popular to fly in and out of.
Sure.
That
not happening in Wisconsin.
None of that is true this year for the Commanders and or the city of Green Bay, where I'm, you know, apparently the locals have gotten mad that everyone just makes cheese curd jokes. I'm like, you brought it upon yourselves.
Yeah. What? You're Wisconsin. You're supposed to be making cheese curd jokes. I don't get it.
I said this last night on the live stream. I was like, every single city gets reduced to this. Three things, no matter if it's not a small town America thing. Like, oh, hey, look, it's a Jets Giants game in New York City. Here's the Empire State Building, even though they play in New Jersey.
Right. Well, I mean, it is a small town America thing, though, because hello, Green Bay, Wisconsin is a small town in America.
No, like, but I'm saying it's like a sports
I see what
thing.
You're saying, but like, if you're actually a small town, you cannot be mad about the thing that people actually know you for as a small town. It's crazy.
Right. Anyway. And I did find it pretty funny that Ashton Jeanty, who went to Boise State, was like, yeah, there's not a whole lot to do here. So, Green Bay, you've been a lovely host. There's some stuff you're just going to have to deal with. So welcome to the limelight, kids.
Bingo.
We're going to talk about Shedeur Sanders, though, who did not go last night. The Colorado quarterback, who you spent a fair amount of time with over the last couple of years covering that program, falls out of the first round. First of all, do you agree with that characterization, that he fell out of the first round?
I do, but I also don't necessarily think that's the worst case scenario. Now, the only reason I believe that characterization is because, well, they had put those expectations on him. Prime himself had talked about this. And, you know, I this is a situation where for once I actually feel bad for the young man because part of the issue was twofold. Number one, hype has two elements to it. Number one, it can giveth and it can taketh away. And in this situation, he was kind of paired up with Travis Hunter as this kind of package scenario coming out of Colorado. They never were going to have the same path to NFL greatness. Not even close. Number one, because Shedeur plays quarterback, which is an entirely different position as far as how it's scrutinized. And number two, because Travis is just a better football player. And like, that's not some like major argument between other people. So the idea that like Travis was going to go top five and it was just going to be kind of a matter of time before Shedeur got picked, I always thought was unfair to the quarterback. And it showed up yesterday, particularly in a draft where, you know, quarterback need was not necessarily at the premium it once was. I mean, the position overall wasn't highly picked outside of Cam Ward at the top. So that combination of things, I think, led to kind of not a humiliating situation, but certainly an unfortunate one regarding a kid that's got to put himself on cameras in front of the world, ultimately to not have that kind of dream fulfilled, if you want to call it that, in one night.
For sure. Shador's such an interesting prospect, and I've said this on the show before, but I will admit it here for anyone who hasn't heard it. Like, I didn't study the quarterbacks this year. I just flat out didn't study them because for the first time in most people's listening lives, Washington knows who their quarterback is for the foreseeable future.
It wasn't necessary.
I guess we thought in 2012 we had that figured out with Robert. But even then, like, Kirk was the backup. They weren't going to go quarterback in 2013, 2014 on through Cousins' time here. But like, I knew that I don't have to look at these quarterbacks, so I didn't spend time on, especially because there's so many other guys to watch. But Shador is 6'1", like 215. His arm is not amazing. He's not a great athlete. Like, he's good at a bunch of stuff, but good doesn't necessarily get you drafted in the first round. And so the idea that he's a second round prospect or even a third rounder, like, is actually probably the correct football thing. The thing that I'm more interested in asking you about, though, Clinton, is there's then all the stuff that, like, you have multiple people. They were like, that's the worst interview I've ever had. His board work wasn't good. Yeah. You know, there's an entitlement where, you know, he's talking about, I want input on the playbook. I think some of that stuff can be spun. But some of that I think is very real. And I'm curious, as someone who knows him and kind of, you know, understands his vibe, how you read a lot of those quotes and the things that come out.
I think all of that is very real. This also comes with the caveat that I say all the time, which is that quarterback is the worst coach position in the league. Meaning, if you've got a problem with him being this way, then maybe the problem is with you in terms of how you approach things. I'm not saying that outright. I'm saying that I can understand why certain teams are saying, this guy can't go this high on our board. It creates too much of a leverage situation. We don't know how to handle it anyway in terms of what we actually think he's going to do. We're just not doing it. That makes sense to me. Does that directly translate to what I think his actual talent level is? I don't know, but that's why the draft is such a goofy operation to begin with. There's so many other factors as to why certain people go certain places. I will say this. You talk about the measurables. You talk about sort of what you look at when you're thinking about who does what. And like, yeah, Shador Sanders has the skill to be an excellent system quarterback in the NFL. This is your reminder that the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL was effectively a great system quarterback. All these ideas that teams have where people have to have booming stats off the break in order to be considered the top guy. I think this is part of the problem with how people coach their quarterbacks to begin with. Maybe you do want to get a guy that can just kind of handle the lights and is smart enough to be able to get into different systems and just do what they are told as they develop, as opposed to somebody who you've got to rearrange your entire playbook for because that's their skill set already. That's where I think there's a philosophical issue that is really fascinating for me. And people act like I'm crazy because I keep mentioning Tom Brady all the time. And I say the only reason I mention that guy is because if you took away if you had them both play and you looked at them in terms of like graphical representations of they are, they're kind of boring guys that don't really get around the pocket a lot. They just make good decisions on lower, occasionally a deep ball or so, and then they just don't make mistakes. If that's the kind of player you think you can develop a quarterback into, that's where a Shador Sanders makes sense for you. It's not necessarily going to be the guy that you say, I need him to stretch the field. I need him to be able to do it with his feet. No. No, 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 no. That's not the player he was ever going to be, just because it happened to be a little bit of that at Colorado. And I think that gulf is what the hard part is for a lot of NFL teams.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Yeah, no, I think there's definitely a lot of points there. I mean, Brady ultimately wound up being one of the great pocket movers of all time. Like, obviously, he couldn't get out of the pocket, and it's something that is a concern with Shador. Brady was also had prototypical height, but also, like, let's not pretend like he was some super prospect because he was a sixth round. Like, we all know he was pick 199. Yeah. So, you know, I think what you're saying is more important to swallow than it is to try to pick apart. I think the other part of that, though, is who are you as a kid and who are you as a man and who are you as a professional? And right. I think that is where, and again, I think your point is one that should be taken seriously. This might say something more about the coaches than the kid, but if you're the coach and making it, you have to feel comfortable with the kid to say, okay, you don't have the rocket arm. You don't have the raw materials. You don't have the size. Are you going to put in the work to be so good at the craft that you're going to succeed anyway? And unfortunately, the way Shador rubs off on people, I don't think people leave those meetings feeling warm and fuzzy. And ultimately, they're the one with the pick. And I think that is also in part why we land where we are today, where he's available this evening for selection on day two.
Right. But that also depends on what you're looking for immediately out of the player. And this is, again, where I get to the strength of a program and the quality of a franchise. And I'm going to give you an example of where I think this could work at the end of me explaining this. Okay. If you want a guy that's going to come in and prove something to you regarding whatever you think their talent should be, and that's like more important to you than whether or not they can develop at a rate that you're determining, okay. But also,
well, I think, hold on real quick. I think those things are tied, though. Is like
they are.
Your rate of development is going to depend on the work. It's not about proving
it.
It's about
will you
get there?
I don't necessarily know that they are as tied. And how to explain this? This is part of the problem, in my personal opinion, with how a lot of these teams look at things. They'll throw kids in the fires. They won't have any sort of clear demarcation of what makes sense for development. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, you weren't working hard enough. It's like, whoa. What was the actual goal here? I'll just use Jackson Dart as an example. Okay, you got Russell Wilson there. You got Jameis as the backup. Because of the way that the coach and the GM are fighting for their jobs, if Russell Wilson starts to suck, are you just going to throw Jackson Dart in there and then all of a sudden say, well, the development didn't go. The kid wasn't working hard enough, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? And I like Jackson Dart a lot. I think he is a flat-out better quarterback than Shador Sanders, and I don't think that's really particularly stressful to say. But what I'm saying is, and this is the now is when I'll use the example. If he goes to a team like the Los Angeles Rams, that has their system that they have. They've got a quarterback who's a veteran. They aren't worried about a second or third round pick suddenly coming in to make them something other than what they are. Is that going to be a system that he can thrive in? Whether or not this idea of are you working hard enough or not, do you fit into the system is actually what is going to matter in that situation. And I think he's got the IQ to do that. He's played in five different offenses since he's been in college because Prime loves running through offensive coordinators. I don't think it's going to be an IQ thing. I don't think it's going to be a work ethic thing. It's going to be an expectation thing versus a trust in yourself thing. And that's why I think the Rams would actually be a pretty good team for him to go to.
Yes.
On a lot of levels. Not that a lot of other quarterbacks wouldn't do well in that scenario, but specifically for him, that would be a very interesting scenario under a coach who is self-confident, who has done it in different ways with different types of quarterbacks. Absolutely.
I totally agree that I don't think there's a better fit. I mean, look, if I was a quarterback anywhere, I'd want to go play for Sean McVay.
Right.
But I think specifically for Shador, for all of these reasons, Sean is right. Clint Yates with us for just another minute here on the Hoffman Show. Last thing I'll ask you, though, is something that I actually don't worry about in LA as much, but I will lean on your relationship with Prime and, you know, professional relationship with Prime here to answer this. If I am a team that's not LA, and maybe I'm not like Pittsburgh because Mike Tomlin doesn't give a rip, but I'm a lot of these other places and I'm drafting him knowing I'm going to start him as a backup and there's a really good chance that if I'm drafting him, my top option's not that good. Mm-hmm. How, like, are you concerned with, we'd call it meddling, pressure, whatever? Because I think that is another story that has emerged. And that's one where I'm like, Deion's been around the NFL a long time. Like, Deion knows how this works. That feels a little off to me. But do you think that that is that a concern you would have if you were a team?
I think, honestly, that might be the number one reason why he didn't go in the first round. And not just because of, like, spite, but because there's that fifth extra year. And when you've got that fifth extra year that you've got to negotiate, if you go in the first round, is, you know, like, it changes the nature of the relationship with how long you're going to have to deal with that. And I do think that there is something to be said where if you're a second round pick, that extra fifth year isn't part of it. Therefore,
the expectations, you know, change too.
The expectations change drastically, and you're not looking at a situation where prime is constantly looming over your head because you haven't invested the same amount of money into it. I don't even think it's personal at that point. I think it has as much to do with the function of how the CBA works as anything. And if you're looking to avoid a scenario where you're tied in potentially to something longer than you have to be, if it doesn't go right, you're just not going to do it because of the fact that he's got one of the greatest football players of all time as his, you know, mentor and his dad. So yeah, I do think that's related, but I don't think it's because any particular franchise is looking at that like, I can't have prime in my building. You're going to have prime in your building, and that's just part of it. It's just a matter of how you manage that.
I think that that's a big factor. If you're telling me I'm going to have that, you know, dad in the building, even if he's Deion Sanders, like, coach's ego. And again, I'm not saying this is necessarily a good thing, because I think if you're smart, you can welcome him into the building in the right ways and be like, hey man, like, you're Deion Sanders. I would like to lean on that resource, but like, I'm the head coach and you know how it is as a head coach. So we're going to have a respectful, good relationship, but you know how NFL coaches are with their egos. And there are dudes that are going to be like, ain't no way. And I do think like managing that is really important, because like, you don't want to feel like the young quarterback's dad is running the locker room with a bunch of grown men. Like, there's dynamics to manage there. But I think someone like Sean McVay could do that really well. I think there's a lot of other coaches who couldn't do it very well and don't want to deal with it. And thus, Shador Sanders might not even be on their board.
I don't disagree with you. But the idea of I don't want to deal with it is not a default definition of I might not get better. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a situation where you might need somebody to walk in and say, hey, it might not even have anything to do with his own son. The guy knows what he's doing. He's been around. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You can look at it as a threat. You can look at it as also an additional resource and a football mind, even just on the smallest level, to let you know every once in a while, hey, what do you think about this? The guy doesn't have to take over everything. He's Deion Sanders. All right. He's got his own thing. And the assumption that he's going to want to walk in and usurp everybody in order to be able to contribute at all, I just think is the sign of somebody that is, I don't know, not you, I'm saying, but like a coach that is otherwise just overly insecure. You know,
yeah, no, 100%. And boy, is there some insecurity amongst NFL coaching staffs across this league. Correct. Clinton Yates, you can catch him on the radio, Clinton and Friends, weekdays in the morning. Also listen on the ESPN app. Anything else? You did a lot of Star Wars talking today.
Yes, I just about to say I'm ready to stop talking on this microphone, Gregory. So I appreciate you and have a good weekend.
Just last thing to say, what if people want to listen to the Star Wars podcast? It's called
Never Tell Me the Odds. It's myself, Ryan McGee, and Arta Ocal. We did a full season breakdown in four different episodes of season two of Andor, starring Diego Luna.
Bingo. Clint Yates, everybody.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.